You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to the Football Hour podcast with me, your football friend, Alex Mearns. The first podcast of 2018 was easily the best podcast I have recorded all year. Granted, it was the first podcast of the year, but thankfully, this one is going to be just as seismic, I promise you. How have you been? Did you enjoy the cup last weekend? Did you smash your game week on seven of the best? Or did you do tremendously average like maybe I did? We'll come on to that later. Well, if that is the case, don't get too down because the new game week is nearly upon us. That's how quickly it comes around. This week, we are travelling back up to sunny Glasgow. That's a joke, by the way. And we are counting down the seven of the best from Rangers Football Club. Last week, we crowned Henrik Larsson as the Ticks' best. Now, let's count down the teddy bears. Each week, we'll be going through different clubs up and down that gorgeous football land. I love it. Up and down. I love it. From top to bottom. And deciding who were the seven of the best from that particular club's history. And this week, we are travelling to Ibrox. The reason I give you these heavenly podcast gifts, where we count down the seven of the best, is because this podcast is kindly sponsored by the wonderful 7OTB.com, which is a free-to-play game where you pick your seven of the best predictions from the top eight football leagues in the country, five wins, one banker, which is the team you most strongly feel will win that game week, and to finish it off, the cherry on top, you need to pick a draw from those eight football leagues. You lucky seven of the best players battle each week for individual and team cash prizes, and we all go to war to try and win the £1 million seven of the best has on offer. If you get seven of the best, four game weeks in a row, you win £1 million. And every week, I think of one new thing I would spend my £1 million on when I win it. Not if I win it, when I am going to win it. I promise you I'm going to win it. Well, this week, I will spend the £1 million on Leeds United. And Leeds United, rather sadly but predictably, got knocked out of the FA Cup by a League Two team. Cheers for that, Newport. And even worse, our Messi-like magician, Samuel Saez, got sent off for spitting at a Newport player. Now, that is a disgusting act, and I am rather ashamed he did it. He is on the verge of a six-game ban, and I am thinking I would bribe the FA and get that ban reduced because Samuel Saez is so important to me and Leeds United. But what he did was truly disgusting. Anyway, what's coming up on the podcast? We'll be picking our seven of the best players to ever play for Rangers. We'll be giving you the opportunity to pick your seven OTB Rangers players via At The Football Hour. I'll be shouting loudly as we go through my results from last week because I'm not happy about them. We'll have a gander at how Ledley King's legends got on and see what his key talking points from last week were. Then we'll be walking you through my prediction for week 24 and I'll be telling you how to get your predictions in by 2:45 this Saturday, Saturday the 13th of January. But first, football friends, let's kick off the show by counting down the seven of the best Rangers players ever. This podcast will certainly not be mentioning the likes of James Beattie, Michael Ball, and the infamous Joey Barton. What we'll be doing is focusing on the cream of the blue and white crop. So we'll start from seven and work our way to the best player to ever play for Rangers. Here we go. At number seven, Andy Gorham. Gorham had spells with several sides, but he is best remembered for his time spent at Rangers in the 90s. The Scotland international earned the nickname The Goalie and was recently voted as the team's greatest ever goalkeeper, despite stiff competition from successor Stefan Kloss. The Bury Burns shotstopper played 185 times for the Teddy Bears and also went on to have a brief spell at the massive English club Manchester United. At number six on the chart, Sandy Jardin. After 674 appearances and having a stand named in his honour, Sandy was guaranteed to be highly placed on our list of greatest Rangers players. In his first senior season with the Gers, he started in the Cup Winners' Cup final defeat to Bayern Munich, but for 4 years, that proved to be his biggest achievement as Rangers finished second in the league during four successive campaigns. However, upon his switch to right back, Rangers started to enjoy more success, picking up the League Cup in 71 and the Cup Winners' Cup a year later as he netted a goal against Bayern Munich in the semi-finals before helping his side beat Dynamo Moscow in the final. The Scottish Cup followed in 73 before Rangers finally got their hands back on the league title in 75, with Sandy featuring in each of the 34 fixtures that season. He would also be rewarded for his performances with the Footballer of the Year accolade at the start of the following season. His streak of 171 consecutive appearances would come to an end, but he would help Rangers win the domestic treble that year, before repeating the feat 2 seasons later. That was our number 6. Here's number 5, Mr. Barry Ferguson. Barry will be remembered as a Rangers legend for 2 spells he had in Scotland. His first between 97 and 2003 saw the young Scot win plaudits from critics, supporters and players alike, and he was named captain of the side at the tender age of 22. He also won the Football Writers Player of the Year award twice in 3 years. However, after a disappointing spell away at Blackburn Rovers, Ferguson returned in 2006 for another 3-year stint and all in all made more than 300 appearances for Rangers. Ferguson has also made 82 appearances in European competitions, all for Rangers, which makes him the record European holder at the club. Number 4, Richard Gough. Ali McCoist receives the most credit for Rangers' 9 successive league titles, but the Glasgow Giants also needed an influential leader at the back. Rangers only finished 3rd during Gough's first campaign, but from then onwards it was one-way traffic in Scotland, as Rangers won every league title between 89 and 97. McCoist and co were doing the business in the final third, but at the back, Gough was part of a defence who were conceding considerably less than a goal per game after the 9-year period. From an individual perspective, Gough made at least 36 appearances in all competitions each season, regularly weighing in with goals delivered from set pieces. During his 2 spells with Rangers, the second coming 4 months after he left in the summer of 97, he played 318 times in the league, scoring 25 goals. He featured a further 106 times in all competitions. Gough sadly couldn't help Rangers to a 10th successive title in 1998, but it took away nothing from his standing at Ibrox. He won 9 league crowns and 9 cup competitions in Glasgow and has deservedly been inducted into both Rangers and the Scottish Football Hall of Fame. Number 3, Davy Cooper. Dutch footballing legend Ruud Gullit once named Davy Cooper the greatest player he had ever played against and named him in his Greatest 11 in 442 magazine. The Scottish left winger played 377 times for Rangers in the 12 years he was in Glasgow, and his goal against Celtic in the 79 Cup final is regarded by some as the greatest goal of all time. Former Rangers manager Walter Smith said of the flying winger, "God gave Davy Cooper a talent. He would not be disappointed with how he used it." At number 2, John Gregg. In 99, Gregg was voted the greatest ever Rangers player by the club supporters, but he only comes 2nd place on our list, despite a decorated 17-year career at Ibrox. Not only did Gregg establish himself in 3 different positions for the Glasgow Giants, in attack, midfield and left back, he proceeded to make a record amount of appearances for the club, playing 755 times in all competitions, 81 more than 2nd place Sandy, who we did earlier. He played 498 of those games in the league, a competition which he won five times as the club lost their grip on top spot in the First Division before reclaiming it in the years before Greg's retirement. From an individual perspective, Greg won two Footballer of the Year awards, but the former Scotland skipper wasn't a player who revelled in personal accolades. He was a leader both on and off the pitch, and his qualities have been recognised with a statue that has been built at Ibrox. Finally, Rangers Football Club's greatest ever player, Mr. Ali McCoist. In boxing terms, there seems little doubt that Ali was the greatest. As far as goal scoring goes for Rangers Football Club, it is Ali as well. In 15 glorious years as a light blue, McCoist smashed all of the striking records to set a standard which, given the frequent movement of players these days, will never be bettered. He holds the Scottish record for League and European Cup goals. He was the first Scottish player to win the Golden Boot, then promptly retained it, and he was the club's leading scorer in 9 of his 15 seasons. His predatory power was simply awesome, and he added to the spectacle of it all with his effervescent personality and natural wit, which has stood him in good stead in his current television career. McCoist scored no fewer than 28 hat-tricks for Rangers. His highest number of hat-tricks in a season was 5, which he achieved on 2 occasions. His best individual haul in a match was when he netted 4 goals against Falkirk in October 1992. He is second in the list of Rangers scorers in Old Firm games with a total of 27, and he is the Football Hours and 7 of the Best greatest Rangers player. If you do not agree with any of our picks and you wish to create your own 7 of the Best Rangers players, tweet at the Football Hour using the hashtag 7OTBGERS with your selections. Now, on to 7OTB.com matters. The geezer at the top of the company, former Spurs captain Ledley King, does a little news article called 7 Talking Points from the weekend's games. You can read the full article online at 7 of the Best. This week, Ledley was quick to highlight Arsenal's cup slip-up. I wonder why he would do such a thing, being the former Spurs captain. Mr. King said Nottingham Forest gave Arsene Wenger his first FA Cup first round defeat since taking over at the Gunners in 96. Forest sealed the win with a late penalty in which Arsenal players were convinced that Kieran Dowell had accidentally struck the ball twice. But rather than making excuses, Mr. Wenger admitted, "I just think we were not good enough anywhere, not up front, in the middle or at the back, and we paid for it." Mr. King really stuck the knife in there on Arsenal and Mr. Wenger. He had that to say about Arsenal. If you want to read the full 7 talking points, you know where to head, 7otb.com. So last week on 7 of the Best, it was quite a low scoring week for most players, and this was the reason why. Because the top six selected teams to win were Raith and Plymouth. They both won. But the other 4 top selected teams to win were Macclesfield Town, Morton, Tranmere, Dover, right? And all 4 of those teams either lost or drew, which means us 7 of the Best players didn't score very well because we were all picking them as our predictions and they didn't come through for us. However, Ledley King's legends scored a decent haul last week. They scored a total of 74 points, right? Which placed them 13 in the weekly table in a very tough week, as I said. Ledley managed to score 16 points. He was the highest scorer again. And following in second place was Crouchy and Sean Wright Phillips. If you want to set up a team like Ledley has done with his legends, you can go to Manage My Team section on 7 of the Best and send your mate an email or WhatsApp invite. If your team gets the highest score that game week, you share £700 between you. Right, enough of Ledley and his Premier League legends team. I want to talk about the upcoming game week. For game week 24, these are my predictions. Here we go. I'm going to start off with the wins. I'm going Chelsea, Wolves, Derby, Charlton and Luton. my banker is Bradford City at home to Northampton Town. One's top of the league, one's bottom. Have a guess which one. I've gone for Bradford as my banker. Maybe you should follow me. It's just a little prediction from League One, but I think it might come through. My draw, this is the one that always trips me up. My draw, I've gone for Crystal Palace because I listened to what Ledley King had to say on last week's pod about Crystal Palace drawing 6 of the last 10 Premier League games under Roy Hodgson. So I've gone for them to draw at home with Burnley. To enter your predictions like I have, head to 7otb.com to set up your profile and teams like me and Ledley have with your mates. I haven't got mates that are Premier League footballers, but I've set my team anyway. Then just like I have, insert your 7 of the best game week predictions. I always say this, it's free to enter and you can try and play your way to £1 million. Finally, follow at 7OTB Football for all the latest stats and figures to help you pick the 7 of the best. There we go. 7 of the best Rangers players of all time has been done on the Football Hour. Tweet us at the Football Hour if you want us to do your club and I haven't done it already. Thank you to 7 of the best for sponsoring this podcast. But most importantly, thank you to you, the 7 of the best player at home. Good luck this game week. I've been Alex Mearns. This has been the Football Hour in a bit.
You've been listening to the Football Hour with Alex Mearns.